Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and we are continuing from last week. It is July 20th, 2021. It will be 3 years in just a couple months that Annie's been in the Enchanted Circle. So I'm really excited to welcome her back today. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you, Cassie.
Yeah. Tell us, what is awesome in your life?
Everything I want and need shows up exactly or before I want and need it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And like all the, like a book I need to read or want to read or will expand my life in a fun way. I listen to a podcast and it's exactly the next segue of my life. And like with writing and for years I've been like, oh, I want to write. But it's felt like this, like there was a block or there's like, there's all these things. And I have been doing all this fun work that has inadvertently worked on that avenue. And then all of your podcasts about writing. And then I listened to a podcast about automatic writing. Mm-hmm. And I found this fun book. And I've just been writing and it's just, everything I've heard and every person I've talked to, it's created the perfect situation for me to have this joyful expression of writing. And it's been fun.
Yay. Oh, I love that. I totally love that. I will say, so Annie is referencing some podcasts on Manifest It Now a few years ago with L. Russ, which you can go find. And what I will tell you about that is I saw L's program and I'm like, oh, we can support her. And this is like a, we need to do this and it needs to be three shows and this can be really fun. And so what I love, I want to share that because there's been so many of you that has supported in that way, being able to hear like from a different voice or a different, it's still partly me, but a different avenue to support that and to open that up to just write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not even in three different people, Elle, Jenny, you, that all shared their experience and that seeing that I don't like just letting go of the end and just you write because you want to write because you have. And that's how I felt my soul has been for years being like, write. But I'd be like, oh, but what would I write? Publishing? Blah. No. Write. Just write.
Yes. Just write.
Just write. And it's been it's been good for my soul just to do it. And it's been so fun and a daily expression of love and joy and healing and growth. And I've been having so much fun with it.
Yay. That's amazing. I love that. I love how everything lines up for that. Amazing.
And do you want to see something, hear something else awesome?
Yeah, of course.
So one of my clients the other day said, hey, if you ever write a book, I've written down everything you've told me in notebooks. We've been working together almost a year. From the beginning of you working with me and her foster to adopt child and with attachment and all the activities I've told her. And she's like, and I've highlighted it. And I've, so if you ever write a book, I have this all for you.
Yes, of course she does. Oh, just that proof. It can be even easier. We don't have to do all the work, right?
Yeah.
We can.
That's sweet. I would say that. That's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I love that. So awesome. Anything else about writing that you want to share?
I think I covered it. I think
I have this. Did I miss thought? Well, I think this has to do with writing. Maybe it's just in general, but When you say I'm more gentle with myself, how does that apply to writing and the rest of your life?
I celebrate myself more, and I'm just not so judgy. In my line of work, we call it that critical parent. I now have this nurturing sense of self that, I am truly grateful for my life and what I've experienced and, what I'm creating and my process. And now I feel like I treat myself like I'm precious. And if that critical self pops in, I'm like, oh, hop in the back seat. I'm driving. Because that critical self keeps us safe. It does important things, but it doesn't need to be driving my friends, my car.
Right.
And so I just, if I see myself judging or harshly myself, I'm like, ease up. It's all good. It's just with writing, with growing a garden, with parenting, with being a mom, a daughter, a sister. I might make mistakes. I usually do it with love.
Yes.
I am human and I'm supposed to make mistakes, and it's okay. It's okay. And I think that's been important to me, to let go of how other people see me. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. However, the expression is, I feel at peace, and that feels really good.
I love that. Yeah. Amazing. Talk to us about how your future self has shown up in your sense of self and your intuition and your confidence.
I think because I have moved through the all that mucky stuff that was in between my sense of self and my expression of life.
Yes.
I now am just me. And it's like there was all of this stuff here that I'm, those limiting, I'm bad with money, da da da, all those limiting beliefs that are not true. And I like consciously took action.
Yes.
and subtle action, like my thought process, my emotions, and I've consciously created this sense of self. Like I was already me, but like mm-hmm. I had this muck that was like clogging up the windshield a little bit, I guess, and keeping me from really seeing me and other people too. And now it's like that, I think I've told you this before, but like I would go to a meeting and I would have all these great ideas that I'd be like, oh, sorry for talking. Sorry for sharing these awesome ideas. but I mean, I wouldn't say that, but that's what
inside,
I was
right?
doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Energetically.
Yeah. I was tapping it down. I was mm-hmm. tapping me down. And now that I'm just able to shine me, and I have great ideas. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're perfect for someone. Most of the time they're perfect for somebody. But if they're not, it's okay.
Yes.
But it's just like this pressure is gone. It doesn't have to be perfect. And what they need, they'll find. And whether it's what I do or somebody else does. And that curiosity of when something pops up, oh, how's this going to work out? And then helping other people bring that that ability to see that we can change our reality.
Yeah. That is amazing. Yeah, you nailed that. And I see that as being true in your life, right? Like in how you're showing up. And so how does your ability to show up like that, how has that changed and impacted those around you?
I think I would imagine that I am not like, it seems like it's more peaceful to be around me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And one of my friends said, wow, you've changed. Not that you needed to change a lot. I mean, you've always been great. I'm like,
oh, thanks. Right.
But like you're solid. And I think that feeling of being solid and like Leo and I, our relationship, my son and I, our relationship is wonderful. And I don't create a bunch of not good feeling stuff, worrying about stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is been evident in all of my relationships and with my mom, with my partner, with everything, with my dad. And it's like, I could go this way, but what do I want? To be close to this person, to have a joyful moment. I intend joy and happiness. And I don't have to hop into those old patterns of what's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that feels good to people. I don't know. I haven't asked them.
I believe it probably does. It gives them a space and it gives them this, what I think is one of the greatest gifts we can see people is like a clean slate, for lack of a better term, right? It gives them the ability to just show up in the moment and be seen, not be seen for the years of before, or be seen through the lens of your life is hard or any of those things, right? To just be seen for them because you're showing up being seen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the, because you brought it up, I would love to know, what's the biggest way that who you are now, like, has changed or grown you as a parent?
I'm not worried about Leo's future anymore. I know that it will unfold perfectly, and things fall into place easier because of that, I think. And mm-hmm. So I'm not parenting from this fearful place. I'm parenting with a knowing that he is exactly as he is, as he's an expression of him, and his life is unfolding perfectly. And there's nothing I have to do. And if there is something, it'll pop up and it'll be easy and I'll find everything he needs. And like he said the other day, I want a piano. 3 days later, someone's like, hey, would Leo like a piano? But yes, he would.
Yes, he would. That's awesome.
Well, in the past, I've been like, oh, I can't get a piano until I buy a house, like, and, or have a garden until I buy a house. And now, and I'm renting right now and I love it. And it's okay to get a piano and have a garden and really be where I am and be happy. And Leo loves, he plays the piano. We were at a little coffee shop that had a piano, and this guy was playing. He says he's tuned pianos for 50 years, and he was playing, and then Leo played, and he said he has a beautiful concert inside of his head. He's doing chords I didn't learn for years, and he sits down. Music is his avenue and his joy and his expression, and he sits down at a piano and just composes beautiful music, and it's lovely. And so I think getting out of his way,
yeah,
it's probably been the best thing that I've done. I would have said, oh no, he can't have a piano, we don't own our house, like, I don't want to, that's too heavy. Instead, I'm like, I'll hire it for, it'll be fine.
Yes.
it'll be perfect, we'll be able to move it, instead of worrying about how we're going to move this piano 5 years down the road, or 3 years, or maybe 1 year down the road. But
I love that. We'll come back to that, but keep going.
Yeah, so I think that's a big part, is that recently I heard someone refer to it as perfectionist. I didn't realize that I was like so worried about having everything perfect that mm-hmm. I wasn't doing. And
yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. And I've just been having fun with just being and playing and yeah.
Yay. That's amazing. And I'm just thinking, like, yeah, how great it is that you got out of the way. And I think summing up what you just said is like, you say yes to what feels good now, as opposed to what a lot of people do. And I think you didn't like all like 100 thoughts about, well, what might happen tomorrow? Right. Yeah. It's like, no, a piano feels great today. I will move it. Like, it doesn't have to be a thing. Right.
Yeah.
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 I love that.
Or trying to like find a way to make it not happen. It's almost like a good thing would happen, or someone would say, like, they're, and I'd be like, oh, do you want $500? Oh, I couldn't take $500. Yes, I do.
Thanks. Yes, I will take it. Oh, yes.
But you know what I mean? That like, I started seeing how I was tapping my life down and living small because I had that fear or whatever it was, but this instinct of, oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, that can't work out. Oh, I have to, do you know what I mean? That's gone. It's just, I'm experiencing life and yes, no, I know what I want. And, and it's fun to live life like that.
Yay. It is fun. One more manifestation I want to talk about as we kind of start to wrap up today, but tell us about this free dog training. I know you Leo manifested the piano. You did.
Yeah.
Because you said yes. What about the dog training? Tell us that story.
Well, I have a family friend who's trained therapy dogs and police dogs for years, and he's trained Guthrie, and he, Ruby and I have been to two things of training with him now. And then when my neighbors saw the difference in Ruby after 5 days of training.
Yes.
So they were like, his number. And so they flew him from Missouri. They came out because they were going to hire a dog sitter anyway. So they're like, we'll just hire him to dog sit.
Yes.
And pay him to train. And so they're gone for 3 weeks. And when they get home, they're going to have a trained dog, which is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
And and so he's out and he's been coming over and working with Ruby. And I think as a way to say thank you to me for kind of word of mouth, like opening that avenue for him. And Ruby's going to do the test this week to be certified as a therapy dog. And I should add that up. When we get to the question mark,
All right, let's talk about that. Okay. How much, what is your manifesting total?
I have no idea. And part of it is because it's so much. Like, how do you, like, I feel like sometimes it creates not a drag, but it's like every time I turn around, like that's probably $1,000 of training, or do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Do I stop totaling, or I don't think that's the answer. Cause I like,
I don't think that's the answer either, but you know, keep going.
So that's, as you know, throughout hanging, you know, working with me, that totaling is something.
It is. Yeah. I love that everyone has like a something that really is, I don't want to describe it. Like, it's one of those things that we get to see growth on and we get to laugh about and we get to, and for you, I love this evolution of like, I'm just going to own it's a question mark. I want to add it. I know I'm abundant and like being okay with it. And someday I feel like you'll be like, this is the number, and you'll start adding to it. Or you'll get a big windfall and you'll be like, oh, okay. So yeah, it's probably $1,500,000. Like,
just going to start out at $1,000,000.
Yes. Like, and I love that because you know it's there, but you've also reached this place where it'll come and it's not a judgment, and we keep track of it to change us, right? And I think every person does the work they need to do. It's not the deeper. It's just there's different things, different parts of the work people need to do more of. Mm-hmm. And for you, I think just the awareness, but you've done different parts more diligently, right? Mm-hmm. Versus keeping, you know, really good track is someone else's diligent, and that's what really supports them in a good way. And it's like this magic, you know, recipe where everybody gets to sort of change it up to fit theirs, and it still makes an amazing cake. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it is. And I'm excited, you know, we still, like we said, we're coming up on 3 years. And so 5 years, I'm excited to see what we're saying about your manifested total.
I did total it the first year. And
you did every, yeah. Could. Right before the event.
Time set by two. and yeah. It is funny because I didn't feel any guilt when I was filling out the form. Yes. Like, what's your total? I was like, question mark.
yeah.
I should have added a few more question marks because, yeah, like, it's a lot. I know it's a lot.
Yes.
but it does feel good for nice to be absent of guilt and like, oh gosh, I should do that.
Yeah.
I haven't chosen to. I will choose to.
You will. And that's the lesson for you, right? Is that feeling of absence of guilt. Like everybody has their own set of lessons that make up their path to their future self. And this is one of yours, is that I don't have to feel guilty about this either. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes. Once in a while, like I'll get $1,000. I'll be like, oh, I should really write that on the title. I'm like, I'm going to deposit it into my account. but there's more negative. Like there's a little like, oh, I should. I'm like, shouldn't if I don't want to.
You shouldn't. Oh, I love it. And I know how I just had this flash when you said bank account back to last week's episode where we were talking about how you used to have 100 and now you have like 20,000 on average, you know, after you pay bills and everything. I think that in over the next couple of years, my prediction is that that will become sort of the marker versus the all the money in my life. It's like this reflection of how you live on a day to day will mm-hmm. grow. And then you'll be like, oh, and I have this in my investment and this in my account. And it will just continue to, that will become more of the marker than, mm-hmm. than the total, which is perfect and fine and amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It feels good. That's kind of my judging thing now. It's like this.
Yep. I love it. Amazing. Well, as we wrap up, this has been so good. And I know so helpful this weekend, last weekend, all of your interviews and letting people watch you grow, I know is turning their wheels about, oh, like I could change. And so that's what I want people to take away from today. Is there anything on your heart or your mind that you want to share as we wrap up?
I just love my life and thank you. I feel deep gratitude for, I think about from where I was when I started working with you and where I am now. It's, I couldn't have done this without you. And I am truly grateful for, like, my whole world is different. And I know when I'm 98, I'm like, it's just this, it's so different. I don't know, but I'm just, my whole life is different because of you. And I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that to inspire and show our listeners what is possible, being that example. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And thank you all for listening. Make sure to come back and check out what else is awesome in Annie's life next time.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.